Zero minus one. Negative integers. That's in physics. Time to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. That's Kenny, Kenny Loggins is lead guitar player in the background. Mike Hamilton on my recording on my album with it. Tonight is, I think it's the 20th. I don't even keep track of the days around here. I've been working on my book. Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and I guess you'd call it the Energy Show. Back from playing around with the groupies and the musicians is Steve Barish. Steve, how was your party last weekend? I heard you got pretty wild and out of control.
It was great. We had we went to go see the Jersey Boys. It was unbelievable.
And what did you do there?
We had a lot of fun. Then three of us went out and partied, so it was a lot of fun.
That's what I thought. I heard each of you guys had about four chicks, right? From the
there was a few. It was a lot of fun.
So you really, really partied hard. I know you had a hangover of what, two or three days? Wow. And considering you don't drink, that's going somewhere. It must have been the drugs, right?
It was carrot juice, actually.
Carrot juice, yeah, but I heard you laced it with, you laced it with, LSD or was it PCT this time?
No, never do that stuff.
So anyhow, what's been going on since you got back and sobered up in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, what's happening this week is really interesting. The projector, the platinum projector that I'm wearing, the energy in it is so bright it's hard to look at. So the meditation that I did to open it up for 4 hours 3 weeks ago has paid off, and I'm able to see out of the front of the projector. But the energy of it is so bright it's hard to look at it. So something's going on in the universe that's really, really powerful. Also, the nuclear receptor. What's happening with that is that the outside light is pure white light, and so what's happening now is that in the center of the light is pure gold light.
Wow.
Which is really, really incredible, and it's very bright, it's very focused, very, very grounding. So something big is going on. I'm just not sure exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But something big is going on. And the energies of it are really powerful. Now, The other thing is that the energy in the projectors is going into, instead of being pure white light or gold, is going into transparency, which means it's the highest light that we know of right now is transparency. So something big is really, really happening, Fred. Big. I mean, really, really big.
Yeah, I believe that. Wesley Snipes sent one of his four projectors, his big ones, back because it got so the energy was so high that the thing flew off the stand. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Came right off the stand. So we're making a what we're actually doing now is we're offering an option now of a bottom, you know, that bottom stand.
Yes.
We offer that in an oak or a walnut base now, so we can retrofit those plastic stands with these beautiful, classic furniture-looking wooden stands.
Beautiful wooden ones. Actually, that might not be such a bad idea. It might be giving the projectors a grounding.
Yeah, that's what we figured. I don't like plastic on it near any of my products except for the cases for the ion showers, which is obviously you have to make them out of that because the metal wouldn't shock everybody.
Right. Right. Well, we had called, I called Wesley, and he was asking me about his projector, so he moved them around. What was it, about a month ago, Fred?
I don't know. When did you talk to him? I didn't even know he was back in the country yet.
Yeah, no, I think it was a couple months ago when we talked, and he asked me to help him with his projectors.
Yeah.
To move them around in his house, so evidently it paid off.
Yeah, evidently it's done really well for him.
Right.
That's the problem of blowing one of them up, but we're fixing it. You know, we don't charge him for it. It's going to get fixed for free.
Sure. I'm just wondering if the wood is not grounding that, Fred. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, we haven't set a price on them because it's a very expensive wood and it's a handmade process. Well, the whole thing's handmade anyway.
Yeah.
But we'll have them available next week. If anybody out there wants to upgrade their projectors, we'll have a beautiful walnut or oak. I think we're making some.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, Fred, because it really needs to be grounded.
Yeah,
and I think it's
better
a
than the plastic.
Idea.
That leaves us with that plastic U joint. And I'm thinking now that we got a lathe and we've got an actual shop we're setting up out here, in the land in the sky where we are.
I'm thinking, why not
go ahead and. Go ahead and start making a few of these accessory parts ourselves. You know what
well,
I mean? That
those,
seems to be
yeah,
the way
when
we're
get
going
those wooden
with all
things, son, send me four.
Huh?
Send me four of those wooden things when you get them done.
Okay, I will.
And I'll let you know what's going on.
And then we haven't set a price on them yet, but we're also getting ready to construct your flamethrower that we promised you last summer when you were helping us when we were moving.
Right. Well, that was from the Andromedan. So that's we both got that signal at the same time. So
yeah,
that would be very, very interesting, Fred.
So that's what's real happening there.
Yeah,
and we've had I'm getting a lot of pretty intense questions from people now on what's going on with the projectors and more technical stuff. And it's real interesting because I work on my book every day except Sunday.
Right.
I've been working on it like 6 hours a day to really push it forward.
Right. One
of the big things that I write about, I did a show on it last year, was the cyclohexane and piperidine ingredients in the Tamiflu.
Right.
And also the Tamiflu, by the way, was not invented by Burke or Merck. It was invented by a company, another company with a different name. And I got it in my book. But what happened was there's another company that's producing the strain now. The vaccine is called Baxter, Baxter. They have a plant in Austria that makes the Tamiflu, right?
Right.
And I've got the full chemical formula, which I'll go over in a little bit of what's in it. Besides the some of our phosphate, which is the poison. But what happened is I had said that this was going to be a real problem out there with these vaccines. This is going to be the next, the next scare. And in the research, doing the research on the, you know, I'm doing the research on plagues. I went back all the way back to Moses, you know, in the book,
right,
up to
right,
the present time,
right,
including the bubonic plague. But the worst, you know, breakout, which is, you know, a breakout that spreads across the continent and goes to another continent, is called a pandemic.
Right.
Okay,
right.
The 1918-19 Spanish flu pandemic swept the world, killed 20 to 40 million people.
Wow.
This was not a bacterial-related, I mean, out of nature, like bubonic plague comes from rodents,
right,
you know, from
right,
fleas. But this was a viral one. And so this was the largest one in history, killing more people than the two world wars. And it happened at the very end of World War One.
Right.
So guess where the disease started?
Where?
Fort Riley.
Really?
Yeah. Army establishment. It was the home of General George Custer in the 7th Calgary.
Wow.
It's where the big red one hangs out.
Yeah.
And it came out of there and killed 600,000 people in the United States, right?
Right.
And then there was another one that came out in 1957. No, it was 1976. I'm sorry. It came out of Fort Dix, okay, Burlington County, New Jersey. Now, that was called the swine flu, another
HIN-numbered
virus. Now, check this out. Fort Dix is the largest U.S. federal prison where they do all the experimentation on the inmates.
Really? That's important.
So both these forts, you know, Army forts, are bio bases, you know, Army bio warfare bases. But the first one, that pandemic, got out of control, okay, and then got out of there. They didn't want it out of there just yet. The second one, they got it under control before the thing got off the base. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
You see what's going on here?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so then what happened, and I'll just read a little of this right now. This is a recent example, okay? This occurred a week or two ago, all
right? Right.
A recent example of this occurred in March of 2009. An American company called Baxter, it's a typical CIA subcontractor, manufactured and distributed a flu vaccine containing the H5N1, okay? Now, this is Tamiflu, and the H and the N are determining the type of proteins that are in the substance. One has a set of 9, one has a set of 11.
Right.
They distributed a flu vaccine contaminated with H5N1, which is a level 3 biohazard.
Right.
Otherwise known as the human form of avian flu.
Okay.
One of the most deadly biological weapons on Earth, with a 60% kill rate.
Wow.
Was received in the labs of Czech Republic, Germany, and Slovenia. When questioned, Baxter tried to stonewall questions and never did come up with a straight answer.
Wow.
The fact that Baxter mixed the deadly HIN-51 virus with a seasonal H3N2 virus is a smoking gun. If there is a biowarfare breakout of H5N1 in the United States, martial law will be called and 600 empty prisons will be managed by the U.S. Army will be getting business. That's just one paragraph. You see how hot this book is now? Right while I'm writing it, while I'm writing the chapter about the possibility of using this on the public, they try to use it.
Right.
It would have been in 5 countries. And so what happened was, one of the lab technicians, just before it went out the door to inoculate millions of people, of which it would have killed every one of them, or 60% of them, probably because it was a direct injection, it would have killed them all.
Right.
A guy, one of the technicians in the lab, had a ferret, which is like a chipmunk, sort of.
Right,
and he administered some of it just to test it, and it killed the ferret within hours.
Wow.
That's how they found out about it.
You know,
they pulled it down off the shelf. This was a deliberate This cannot right. have gotten mixed up in a lab somewhere. These
right.
labs don't put their manufacturing and their R&D and even in the same building. Well, that shows you how hard they're trying now.
Yeah, I got to ask you a question. You know, I've been able to pull the DNA out of the body and clear it.
Yeah.
I'm picking up, for some odd reason, Fred, and I don't know why, but it's very scary for me, and I don't get scared too much. But it feels to me like somebody's playing with the DNA and trying to take control of it to monopolize on how to control people.
Well,
I
it is.
Feel
that's,
it, Fred.
That's in my book.
Is it? Okay.
That's in there.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to look it up here. It's a holographic process. Trying to find the notes on it here. I don't have it right in front of me, but what it is, it's a holographic process that works on quantum tunneling.
Okay.
The opposite, it's the same process that our projectors work on.
Okay.
Except that they are using it in a negative way.
Right, right.
You follow
right.
me?
Yes.
And what they do is, rather, because they don't have our projectors, at least I don't know, I haven't sold any that I know pretty much all the ones I've sold, and I do occasionally sell to the, you know, to the intelligence department or Skunk Works, we've sold there some stuff, but that was for weather control, what they were playing with, trying to refute some of my work, which they couldn't do. But
right.
anyway, they use this satellite technology now,
right.
and I'm covering that in my next chapter. This chapter is
okay.
coming up. I've gone through two chapters since you were on the air.
Okay.
And it's a new form of entanglement that they're using. Probably, I haven't got all the research in, but I'll have it, modulating radio frequencies in near light beam frequencies.
Okay.
So they're probably targeting people right now. I know that. As a matter of fact, I know they're targeting people.
Well, I think the most beautiful thing about what you're doing is the nuclear receptor. That just stops everything dead cold, so it doesn't even get close
oh,
to
yeah.
the body.
Oh, yeah, it does.
You know, and I don't think everybody's aware of how powerful this necklace really is. I know that I don't go around without it. There's so much that's happening out there. There's so much that's being released. And I'm at all at how powerful this necklace really is and how it's becoming actually stronger with that. It's like a gold light in the center of it, Fred, which gold is very very protective and very healing.
Yeah.
So
in a previous chapter, not the one that I have in my hands here,
right.
I list the names of the companies. There's one in Pasadena. There's a couple in the Midwest. I don't know them off the top of my head because I just recently discovered them.
Right.
None of these were my clients back when I had my electronics company. These are newer companies.
Right.
They're building this DNA destructive equipment. One of them is in Huntington Beach. I probably could reach around here and give you the name of it. In Huntington Beach, California. The only one in that area that's doing this, building this kind of equipment. And this research, by the way, I've traced it back, of course, to the Third Reich, back in 1934 in the Third Reich when they started doing this recombinant DNA research that you're talking about and working that with equipment to transmit it in another way. They tried sound waves, shock waves.
Right.
Resonance, earth resonance generators, and finally I think they're hitting on some stuff that works now. And luckily we have the shields for that. People don't realize it yet, but they're starting to. But people didn't,
I know.
When we came out with our star orb to stop the ELF damage that's done to people that's transmitted through the water pipes and all of that, I had over 100 people in different parts of the country that were complaining of the same thing. And then I gave them the star orb, and we invented that, and that got rid of their problems. And that was back in 1975 and 1976.
Gotcha.
So we're old hands at this sci-fi stuff, but the difference now is because of the Internet and other connections that we have, We don't have to say it's coming from the government. We'll tell you who in the government is coming from, who manages the project, who the subcontractors are, and how much they're getting paid. That's what we have now. And the phone number if you want to call the company itself.
Right.
And their website, if they have one, which they all
amazing.
Do.
So
it's amazing how many CIA and NSA subcontractors are out there right now. And I've tracked not only by company contract, but I've also tracked by employees, the people that work there and run it and found and put it together. Plus, I've also tracked the money, how it comes from the Federal Reserve or some Euro bank, and then I've tracked it back mostly to Tavistock. So this book is very well documented. There's none of this stuff that you see on the internet as a possible made up conspiracy theory. I don't go with conspiracy theories anymore.
Right,
Everybody's
right.
got one of those. I have conspiracy facts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why the book's called The Inside Track.
Yeah, I picked that up intuitively about the DNA.
Yeah. Well,
it just feels
I've got it black and white around here somewhere. I've got a big pile of paper here.
Is this coming out in your new book, Fred?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I'm starting on that next week. That section.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, some of my research comes from the New England Journal of Medicine. Universities, government itself, informants. It's coming from everywhere. You know.
Okay. Okay.
Everywhere. Example, and it's covered up from everywhere too. This Tamiflu thing was so big that where it would have killed people in these five countries, it made news all over the world.
All over the world
made news. Did you hear about it in this country? Not a word.
Right.
A word.
Not a word.
This could have been a $1 trillion lawsuit.
Right.
And a lot of dead people over it.
Yep.
You know, they'd have started dying before they would have distributed the vaccine.
Right.
The thing is, it's also laced with angel dust, too, so people get psychotic on it. You know, in Japan, they won't even allow. Remember, I don't know if you remember last year, about a year ago now, it was actually a little more than a year ago, over on the BBS website, the stuff is still there on the back section of the website where the information is from my previous shows, not in the archive, but in the actual information section. I had said that this stuff, if it comes out, Tamiflu, some of our phosphate, if it comes out, it's going to kill kids because it's exactly what in the Prozac and Prilosec, the same stuff. I've got all the chemistry, how what it breaks down in the body, all of it here. It's all in the book. I can read it to you if you want to hear it. And what happens is kids are going to go crazy on this stuff. And sure enough, in Japan, the Japanese won't allow it to be sold or distributed over there for any child less than 19 years old.
Yeah.
So in Japan, because just about every teenager that took some of this stuff got dangerous on it, either committed suicide or tried to hurt somebody.
Right.
Because kids don't have a fully developed immune system that would suppress some of the anxiety that this drug produces when it breaks down into cyclohexane. And, it breaks down to its original chemicals because it's put together in what's called a diester process where they take an alcohol and a water solution and break the chemistry down of a particular phosphate to get an enzyme that, create enzymes, fake enzymes and fake DNA, RNA. What it does is it wraps itself around the virus cell, so the virus cell can't choose another host or reproduce.
But what it does,
in addition to that, is it wraps itself around your brain, and your brain gets shut down.
Amazing.
Yeah, this is dangerous stuff.
Is this for population control, Fred? Is that what they're doing it for?
Yeah. It's that's in here, too. Yeah, I could just read a little bit to you what's going on chemically.
Yeah.
The first of all, look at the crap that's in here. This is the inactive. This is the number one flu shot, and our government has enough in stockpile to inoculate 60% of America right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the crap that's in it. All right, and the 12 milliliter oral suspension we find in El Salvador, we find saccharum, sodium benzoate, sodium hydrogen citrate, sorbitol, titanium dioxide, tutti frutti flavor, maltodextrins, propylene glycol, that's antifreeze, Arabic gum, natural identical flavoring substances, mainly consisting of banana and pineapple and peach, and xanthanum gum. That's the inactive ingredients.
Wow.
The active ingredient is technically called A in parentheses, 3R4R5S, acetomindo-5-amino-3-ethylproxyl-1-cyclohexane. Check that 1-cyclohexane carboxylic acid.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to buy, now check this out, a small amount of the phosphate for your own experimentation. In other words, you want to buy the pure stuff without all the crap in it. You can contact Medical Isotopes at 100 Bridge Street, Pelham, New Jersey, back in your neck of the woods, New Hampshire, rather. The telephone number is 603-635-225, or go to www.medicalisotopes.com. And the price on it, I guess I didn't put the price on it, but the price on it is $875 for 2 milligrams, and it's $2,000 for 20? I think it's like 20 milligrams.
Wow.
Now, if you were to Google cyclohexene or cyclohexane, all right, which is chemically is CHH10 or CHH12, okay, carbon atom, hydrogen atoms, what they're talking about,
right,
you would find them to be highly toxic.
Right.
Extremely dangerous, poisonous chemicals. And combined with the other chemical, piperidine, you end up with C17H25N, known as phencyclidine, or angel dust.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put this in your body. When ingested into the body, either by smoking or inhaling through the nose in such a manner as you do cocaine, it breaks down into 1-phenyl-1-cyclohexane PC. Okay, mm-hmm. Didn't I just read that back on the main ingredient of Tamiflu? 1-cyclohexane-1?
Yep.
The main ingredient? That's what angel dust breaks down to.
That's incredible.
That's the chemistry. Yeah.
So now, the antidepressants that they're making today, do they
same
have
thing.
Any... It is.
Same
okay.
thing. What they do is they use piperidine, and they use cyclohexane or cyclohexene. They're
okay.
both in the same category of drugs in different mixtures, with a slower releasing agent, enzyme, or protein base into the body. So in other words, if you're smoking angel dust, you get it right now. But when you take it as a Prozac, or which Eli Lilly makes, or any of the other ones, Paxil, which is even worse, GlaxoSmithKline's Paxil, it releases slower over a longer period of time. So whereas on angel dust, somebody would smoke the shit and go out and kill somebody or themselves or harm somebody or go crazy or become Superman in a matter of hours, this is going to have the same effect on the human body over the period of months. And what happens is, if you take somebody off, because I ran a drug rehab, which I talk about in here,
mm-hmm.
back in 75, I did thousands of people on angel dust, helped them.
Okay.
And what happens is the cyclohexene and piperidine gets embedded in the fat tissue of the body and store there. That means the brain. Hello, the brain is all fat tissue.
Right.
So if you take a person off of angel dust, a year later, they're still going to have some symptoms of what they were like when they were on it.
Amazing.
A year later.
Amazing.
Now, if you do the opposite and introduce to one of these drugs, these tranquilizers, what happens is, instead of taking the person off the angel dust, you're actually reintroducing it into their system over a year's time, because that's how long they take these things, or 2 years or 3 years. And I've never met anybody yet that could ever conquer angel dust. It eventually gets to everybody. I don't care how strong they are.
That's amazing. That's
now, here's a letter. When I did the Columbine shootings, I was working with Dr. Ann Tracy, PhD, Executive Director of the International Coalition for Drug Awareness. Her website is wdrugawareness.org. She's the author of Prozac, Panacenic or Pandora, Our Serotonin Nightmare, and a CD series that help I can't get off my antidepressant.
Right.
Here's her letter to the FDA. Very famous woman and very well credentialed. I am Ann Blake Tracy, PhD, head of the International Coalition for Drug Awareness. I am the author of Prozac, Panacea, or Pandora, Our Serotonin Nightmare, and have testified in court cases involving depressants for 12 and a half years. Mm-hmm. The last 15 years of my life have been devoted full-time to researching and writing about SSRI, that's selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor depressants.
Mm-hmm.
Research on serotonin has been clear from the very beginning that this is the most damaging thing that could be done to the serotonin system would be to impair one's ability to metabolize serotonin.
Right.
That's exactly how these depressants exert their effects. Mm-hmm. For decades, research has shown that impairing serotonin metabolism will produce migraines, hot flashes, pains around the heart, difficulty in breathing, worsening of bronchial complaints, seasonal and anxiety, tension and anxiety, which appear from out of nowhere, depression, suicide, especially very violent suicide, hostility, violent crime, arson, substance abuse, psychosis, mania, organic brain disease, autism, anorexia, reckless driving, Alzheimer's, impulsive behavior with no concern for punishment and argumentative behavior.
Mm-hmm.
How anyone ever thought it would be therapeutic to chemically induce these reactions is beyond me. Yet these reactions are exactly what we have witnessed in our society over the past decade and a half as a result of the widespread use of these drugs. Of course, the schoolyard shootings, this is part of that, too.
Yeah, right.
In fact, we even have a whole new vocabulary as a result, as such as road rage, suicide by cop, murder-suicide, going postal, false memory syndrome, school shooting, bipolar. Every third person you meet anymore, along with skyrocketing rates of antidepressant-induced diabetes and glaucoma, hypoglycemia.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember 2 decades ago when depressed people used to slip away to kill themselves rather than killing everyone around them and then themselves as they do while taking SSRI antidepressants? A study out of the University of Southern California in 1996 looked at the group of mutant mice in an experiment that had gone terribly wrong. These genetically engineered mice were the most violent creatures ever witnessed. They were born lacking the MOA enzyme, which metabolizes serotonin. So it's happening to our kids now, because the adults are taking this crap. They were born lacking, as a result, their brains were awash in serotonin. The excess serotonin is what research determined to be the cause for this extreme violence. Antidepressants produce the same end result as they inhibit the metabolism of serotonin. It's called re-inhibiting. These are dangerous drugs that should be banned, as similar drugs have been banned in the past. As a society, we once thought LSD and PCP to be miracle medications with large margins of safety in humans. We have never seen drugs so similar. Listen to this. We have never seen drugs so similar to LSD and PCP as these SSRI antidepressants.
Wow.
Yeah, all these drugs produce dreaming periods of wakefulness.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is believed that the high serotonin levels overstimulate the brainstem, leading to a lack of muscle paralysis during sleep, and thus allowing the patient to act out dreams or nightmares they are having.
Yeah.
The world witnessed that clearly in the Zoloft introduced murder-suicide of comedian Phil Hartman and his wife, Bryn.
Yeah.
Connecticut witnessed the Prozac-induced case of Kelly Silk several years ago. This young mother attacked her family with a knife and then they set the house on fire and killing all but her 8-year-old daughter, who ran to the neighbors. As she stood bleeding and screaming for help, she explained, "Help, my mommy is having a nightmare." Out of the mouths of babes, we will understand the nightmares or what they are. She understood This was something her mother could only do in a nightmare, never known. This is known as rapid eye movement, REM sleep behavior disorder. His past known as drug withdrawal state, but the largest step, a sleep facility in the country has reported 86% of the cases they are diagnosing are patients on antidepressants. Because this was a known in the past as a condition mainly in drug withdrawal, you should see how dangerous the withdrawal state from these drugs proves to be. That is why it is so critical to make sure patients are weaned extremely slow as to avoid any chance of going into the withdrawal state. Same thing on angel dust. And, Donald Rumsfeld ran Searle for a while. He was the chairman of the board. He was also chairman of the board of the company that discovered the Tamiflu. He was the 12th Secretary of Defense, and he was the 21st Secretary of Defense under Ford and Bush.
Right.
Pentagon. Right. He ran the CIA and the NSA and the FDA. On his first go round, he appointed, I think it was Alan Dulles, as head of the FDA, who then allowed him to get aspartame legalized, which the FDA wouldn't even pass that. It was so poisonous, which is Nutri-Seed, which is in over 5,000 foods.
That's how
dangerous this stuff is. The drug industry on these drugs is over $200 billion a year. $200 billion a year.
$1 billion a year.
Over $200 billion.
To kill people.
To kill people. We're talking Prozac, and it's all in the book here. So all the facts are here.
I can't wait to get that book out. It's going to be so interesting.
Yeah. It's very interesting. It goes back about 1,500 years, so it's well documented.
Yeah.
It's a little late, but I mean, it's coming out a little later than I expected, but it's actually right on time because this March incident, which is perfect for this chapter that I'm writing,
brings it right
up to date. If I'd have published it earlier, without this information, it would have been incomplete. I'd have been really upset about that.
Yeah. So it's basically, what I'm hearing is that if you can control the DNA, you can control the population.
Yeah, exactly. You control the DNA, but you control, it's basically what it is, because all of these drugs, are synthetic RNA combinations in these diastring processes.
Yeah.
There's a recombinant DNA process, and then there's a reverse transcriptase process that they use to reverse some of this stuff to make it do something else when it gets in your body. So I'm not a really good biochemist. I'm like a junior biochemist because that was never my strong field.
Right.
But I had enough basic chemistry to do a lot of research on this book and to understand, how chemistry works, how caloric equations are put together. In other words, how much heat do you generate or lose in energy? Because there's one level of biochemistry that deals with energy of the compound. Enough background to figure this stuff out.
Yes.
So I'm figuring it out, and then I'm simplifying it so that people can understand it. And then on the raysoftruth.tv website will be the extension of all these chapters. I've got probably 12 inches thick of documentation that will go on, 8.5 by 11 small print sheets that will go on the Rays of Truth behind each chapter, taking them out as far as they want to go. In other words, all the way out to figuring out, I've even got the formulation here, how to make your own Tamiflu if you want. So they can prove it for themselves. I don't recommend people make it, but I'll show them how it's done and what the raw chemicals are and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, with all that these pharmaceuticals are doing, I think that we can counteract it with a lot of things, and I think one thing we can use is the necklace. And also, we really need a lot of people to do a lot of meditation because there's a lot of good energy out there now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am presenting in the book a quantum and physical and herbal and nutritional solution to these problems.
Right.
But you don't, people won't accept a solution to these problems if they don't know what they are. All they know is they're depressed, tired, anxiety, they're losing their homes, they don't have any jobs.
Right.
That's all from this. This is what this does to a society. Now,
yes.
You take
yes.
Obama. I don't know if you watched him last night on President Obama on Jay Leno last night. Did you watch him at all?
Oh, no, I did not.
Okay. He was on there last night, and he single-handedly is turning this economy around because of his enthusiasm.
Right.
He's not strung out on all these drugs. He doesn't
right.
drink. He exercises. He's in top physical shape. He's got his brain, which we haven't seen on a president, on the head of a president in about
right.
8 years.
Right.
He's really with it, and he's making these, you know, his attack on AIG was fabulous last night.
Yeah.
Guys are paying themselves a bonus for making a company fail so the American taxpayers could bail them out, so therefore they should have a bonus.
Right, right.
It's a joke.
Right.
So, I mean, he's turning it around. He's an August 4th Leo. Leos are good for that. You know, Aries will work,
mm-hmm.
too. All the signs will do it, but, I mean, Leo is good to be a president right now after that mess that we just had, you know.
Yeah, he's a very good man.
Any of
he's
these
a
problems.
Very good.
Except make them worse.
Yeah.
And remember, his head honcho was Rumsfeld, who got all this shit legalized in the first place anyway.
Yeah.
So I've had my hands full over here. Writing this
yeah.
book.
Yeah. I imagine you do, buddy.
So when, and I got Bella Bird here, and she got her nails done, and so she's sliding off. Now, aren't you, Bella Bird? My co-host is falling off of my shoulder. And then my assistant, I got my assistant host here. Buddy Bird, right here. Buddy Bird, right there. He is now being groomed to be a stand-in because Bella says it's too stressful to have to do 4 shows a month. She'd like to do maybe 2. And she thinks her husband should do a couple of them. He should pay for his seeds, too, as she says it, you know.
Right, right, right.
In private, I have conversations with my birds, and, you know, they out there, common thing is, you better earn your seeds around here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's
her comment.
That's cute. You're having a lot of fun with your birds.
Well, I have to. They tell me, you know, they get me. They come out here. They write with me every day. They sit on their perches here. We call daytime perches. If I get stuck, you know, I get writer's block quite a bit because I want every sentence. I mean, every paragraph has to be exciting. I hate reading a book when there's one boring paragraph. You won't find one boring paragraph in my book so far, not one.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the way you write a book. That's how you make a bestseller. Because most books have about 20-25% meat in them, and the rest
right.
of it is just glamour, fuzz, and, you know, fill the spaces or some ghostwriter crap in there. I don't want... If you got something to say, every word is saying something. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
That's the way
right.
I've always written my books.
Yeah.
Now, that last one I wrote weighed 5 pounds, and after it's printed, it's 505 pages with 400 illustrations. 412.
yeah.
This book's probably going to weigh 4 pounds.
Right.
It won't
right.
have many illustrations because they're going to be over there on the Rays of Truth. You know, the
yeah.
internet came along since then, and, you know.
Right. I wonder if there's anybody out there that needs some information on either the nuclear receptor or the projectors. If they'd like to call in and talk about it, we're more than happy to help them out.
Yeah, you got the call-in numbers there in front of you?
I'm out in my car.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Now, so. Yeah.
Yeah, I can whip the numbers.
Yeah,
up real quick.
Anybody really needs some help with the projectors, we're more than happy to do that. Or if you need questions about the projectors or the necklace or the nuclear receptor, we're more than happy to help you out with that. So please, if you have your phone numbers on the internet, give us a call and we're more than happy to help you out with that.
Yeah, the phone numbers are toll-free worldwide number is 888-815-9766. The USA only is 877-876-5227 and the direct line is 530-876-3222. Those are
yeah.
the numbers.
Yeah. I've been answering a lot of questions about the nuclear receptors and doing a lot of healing on my program. So, know, we've been having a lot of fun on the radio program on Saturday nights.
Oh, good.
So it's a lot of fun to do. And I've been using, when we had those 500 people in the room, and we were healing them with the light from heaven, I'm doing the same thing on the program, and I had a woman go into Nirvana in about 3 minutes.
Oh, that's so pretty good.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun last night, or last week, and so, you know, I'm looking forward to being on tomorrow night, and of course being on tonight, but there's so much to tell people about these nuclear receptors, the projectors, and what you're hearing about with the pharmaceuticals now and different companies, that these necklaces can really, really help. And I'm not trying to push them, but I know what they can do, and they're really, really very potent, very, very potent. And I'm glad I bought my projector. That's quite powerful.
Yeah, you've been wearing that for a while now, haven't you?
I think it's been about, a couple months now, Fred. I know the light is getting a lot stronger, so I'm able to handle it a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a little while. The you were right about the platinum. It's really, really potent.
Yeah, really you potent. Like platinum.
Yeah.
Now you can see why it's the second most expensive metal on the planet.
Oh, it's incredible. I'm glad that we put the gold bridge on there, because it really it helps ground out the platinum a little bit.
Oh, yeah. A full-on platinum bridge would be a little over the top for you.
Yeah. But it works. I mean, it's really powerful. But the other projectors, like the gold one I had, the 18-karat gold one, that was really, that was stunning. That works so well. Wow, that was powerful. Very, very grounding.
Yeah. What are you going to be doing next week?
Pardon?
What are you going to be doing next week?
In terms of?
Yeah, just all during the week. You're going to be doing your normal stuff? You got anything exciting
planned or what? Yeah, I'm doing a lot more energy work with my massage work. It's just coming right through for me. And I'm seeing in the body a lot more. And what I'm doing now is that I'm finding out that the fluids of the body can move just like water, and it also you can turn a lot of the fluids into love. In other words, we can surround the water in a glass and put a lot of love in there, and you can also do the same thing with the body by surrounding the body and thinking of the water and the fluids that are in the body. You can actually send love and light, and I've been able to help people that are in depression, and I tried it on myself. I'm not a depressed person, but it worked with me for about 7 hours.
Oh, that's good.
So,
what percentage of your clients are depressed?
Very few. And the reason I'm saying that is because most of my clients I've been working on for at least 10 years, 7 years, 15 years, and I got most of them off drugs completely.
So what percentage of them were depressed when they first came to you?
I would say maybe 25%.
Yeah.
25%. Most of them came to me because they knew of my energy work and they wanted to move forward. And but we did have some depressed people, and I stuck with them. And, you know, they're a lot better today. So, and they're teaching, by the way. They're doing meditations, and they're teaching, and they're healing. And, you know, so there's a lot that can be done. God bless them. They work so hard to be normal. And of course, I don't even know what the hell normal is, but they really worked hard at it. And we were doing a lot of meditation, a lot of advanced meditation. There's ways of turning the chakras around in terms of raising and lowering the vibrancy of them. So I found all that out in the last 16, actually, longer than that, probably about 25 years of doing chakra work. There is ways of raising and lowering the chakra levels and listening to the vibrancy of the chakras. As also, there is a vibrancy with the DNA, I'm finding out. So I'm playing with that, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I don't have any meter that can tell me what the vibrancies are, but there is, it's almost like a song, almost like music. And so I'm playing with that. But I need to really tell you that in private, but I'm starting to play with that now, and it's really beautiful. It's just, it's magnificent. And I think one of the things we're doing is we're taking people and we're bringing down those pillars from heaven and being able to put people into nirvana, bringing them out of depression, using the fluids. And, you know, there's so many things that we can do that God has given us. And it's really wonderful to do. I mean, we have the ability to do it. And I just hope more people are opening up to that and be able to play with the DNA and just be able to listen to the music of the DNA. And it's really beautiful. It's really beautiful, Fred.
Yeah, when are you going to get your computer fixed so you can have a little fun on the air here?
Yeah, God, I'll tell you, I'd love to sell it or give it to my nephew or something and buy a computer I don't have trouble with. Because I would love to. There's got to be a lot of people calling in and wanting to ask questions, and I don't know how to get on there to help them.
Yeah, we get a lot of calls during the week. And those of you that call in and you get the answering machine, that's because Steve has been busy. We haven't forwarded any calls over there. We always respond to everybody. A lot of you guys call in and you don't leave a message on the answering machines, but we're so busy we can only handle so many phone calls at a time. And
and
we don't have, you know, we're not a big enough company to have 30 people answer these phones all day long. But we get back to everybody. Because we have some days we might get 5 or 6 calls, and other days we'll get 150, you know? The days that we get a few calls and we didn't get everybody on the 150, we get back to them the next day.
Yeah.
And leave a message on the answering machine why you call. A lot of people just don't leave a message. And we have a girl that all she does all day long is answer the overflow and go on the answering machines and write everything down. There's three answering machines here, different lines. We've got 4 lines coming in here and 2 other lines coming in from the shop over in Laguna.
Right.
The internet.
Well, I can tell you, you guys work very hard. I know Mikkel's always busy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys do such a wonderful job out there. So, and one of the reasons I work with Fred is because his products really work. If they didn't work, believe me, I wouldn't be on this show, but they work.
Yeah, and, we've had good luck with them. Seems like they're doing more things now that, than they used to, as you're pointing out.
Yeah, the power of them, the colors are changing, Fred. As you know, I can see colors pretty clearly. And the colors are brighter and they're more vibrant. So I know that there's a lot of good energy coming in now. And I think we're in the age of Aquarius, actually, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. I think we came into that around the harmonic convergence.
Okay. So something is happening big. I don't even ask why, Fred. I just move with it. You know, there's so many beautiful things happening with these necklaces that I've been able to see with my own. So I know something really powerful has happened.
Yeah, we drink a lot of Shavuotsi on this show. And
God, do we.
I don't know how much you drink. You've had it before. And,
yeah.
My bird loves it. Every time I take a sip, she has to have a sip.
Yeah, the Shavuotsi is good stuff.
Yeah, it's good. Well, you talk about liver cleansing. This stuff will do.
Yeah, I really need to drink more of it. I've got a few bottles left, so I've been drinking it pretty steady.
Those of you watching, when she bites me or pulls my ear, that means she wants more.
It's great.
Yeah, I'll take a little Shavuotsi break here.
Yeah.
But that.
Did you have some on the show tonight?
Oh, yeah. I have it all through the show.
That's great.
I don't drink a lot of it. I sip a little here and there, but I just put a little on my tongue, and the bird just loves it. She'll start pulling on my ear. Those of you watching, you'll see her reach over and grab my ear. That means she wants Shavuotsi.
Yeah.
Had a nice shot of it now. She's okay for a few minutes. And then in a few minutes, she'll pull on my ear again. And it, like right now, see? Right now she's pulling on my ear, so now I have to get
that's
the Shavuotsi
cool.
out.
I'm chomping at the bit to get my Cobra out.
Yeah, We just had a car show here in Temecula, nearby where we live. 750 cars. I didn't even go because I was too busy working on a book.
Wow.
And I could have taken my vet down there and sold it because I had an extra Corvette I want to get rid of.
Right, that's a
thousand. Oh, the ground's running around out here. I don't want to scrape up the bodywork. It's cherry. I put a $10,000 paint job on it 2 years ago.
Wow.
It's been parked ever since because I'm afraid to screw it up.
Yeah. That'd be good to sell it. You know, you'd be able to buy another
car. The other day, if I'd have gotten down there, you know, I'm asking a pretty good price for it, but it's also a fair price. But I couldn't get to the damn show. Finally, at 4 o'clock, I put my writing down. That was last Saturday. I'm going down there now, and I internetted to see how late the show, and it ended at 4.
Wow.
But it'd be 4:34, I'd have gotten down there, and so I was out. That's what this book is doing. There's no life, you know?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're out of time. You got to dump this whole deal here. So anyway, you can reach us at 1-800-729-2603. Email me, fredbell@paradigm.com, or Mikkel@paradigm.com, or just type Dr. Fred Bell in the Google search engine, and away you go. And hopefully next week you'll have your computer going.
Hopefully.
But we don't know for sure.
Right? Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to crank up our band. By the way, this music I play is from my band, and I produced it. I played on it. So you can order it and have it for yourself. This album is about an hour long. It's a great album. A lot of famous people played on it with me. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. We appreciate the Ustream and YouTube and all the new viewers that we've got. And we'll be seeing you next week. And you'll hear from us too, obviously.